following is an UBDM.com minicast.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of the NewbieDM.com minicast. I am your host, NewbieDM, and joining me for this episode is a first-time guest. She is Tracy from the SarahDarkMagic.com blog. Tracy, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, Tracy, I think you know how this works. We're going to listen to a voicemail from a caller, this one with a question about going the published route versus the homebrew route. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Newbie DM. This is Jared, or ZorkFox, on Twitter, and I have a really newbie question for you. What do you think the best way to learn the finer points of being a Dungeon Master? Would you go with the published adventure route, or would you create your own campaign? I've always tried to kind of do the campaign thing myself, and I find that I get to a point where I'm not sure where to go next, or I lose interest and kind of peter out after a while. So if you could give me your opinion on that, which way I should go to become a better Dungeon Master, I would really love to hear it. Thank you.
All right, Tracy, it's a good question. What do you say to him?
I think you should do a combination of both as one option. I mean, so one of the big things he said is that he has a hard time keeping his interest over the long haul. It sounds with his campaigns. So he may want to more chunk things and just make each chunk smaller but very interesting. And that way he can start playing with some of the topics he sees in published adventures or, you know, in blogs. He could bring in, Atwill has some great skill challenges, for instance, that he could bring in if he wants. And then he can pull from different published campaigns and adventures the things that interest him most and create something that's unique to his characters and the type of story he likes to tell.
Yeah, you know, that's good advice, and I tend to agree with you. I'm going to go the movie versus TV show analogy for a second. A lot of DMs, and myself included, when I was first starting my 4E campaign, I wanted to craft an epic tale. You know, I wanted to create my own massive Lord of the Rings type adventure. And after a while, I found that I lost interest. I couldn't keep up with what I wanted to do. And the best way to fight that is to take a step back, look at your campaign and see really what it is you want to do with it. In a movie, you know, you're telling a long tale with a start and a finish. And most campaigns and most DMs really want to get to that point. They want to craft this great story that spans, you know, huge adventures and goes from start to finish. But maybe you want to do a TV show. Maybe you want to do episodic campaigns. We've talked about episodic campaigns, I know, in the Dungeon Master Guys podcast before. I've talked about it with Chatty DM a lot. Episodic campaigns, you look at as a TV show, and each episode is a standalone adventure within a larger context. You know, your characters are always the same. The type of adventures they go on are always the same. But it's a smaller episodes, 2 or 3 nights worth of playing, and then you move on to the next story. And what you can do, as Tracy said, is you can take chunks of published adventures, see what works, see what encounters you like, steal encounters from the published adventures, steal themes and ideas if you'd like, and create your own stuff using those tools. Because all they are tools for you to work with and create your own stuff. You like a fight with the hobgoblins and keep on the Shadowfell, use that encounter and throw it in one of your episodes and create smaller stories that are easier to manage in your head and easier to keep track of and easier to be interested in, and not necessarily the long, winding, epic campaigns that they're just not for everybody. I found out that it's not for me. That's not my style of game anymore. I thought it was, and I wanted it to be, but I just realized that I'm just not the type of DM that can handle that. And now I'm just going with shorter stuff, one night, you know, 1, 2, 3 nights of playing's worth of story, and then I move on to the next thing. And perhaps that's something that this DM needs to look at. All right, Tracy, I think we helped the caller out with this question, and a lot of DMs out there, I think, as well. All right, Tracy, so now let's talk about you. Where can people find you, and what do you have going on? Tell us.
You can always check out my blog at SarahDarkMagic.com. And coming soon from Open Design, I'm working on the Lost City Project, which is a sandbox anthology adventure source book.
All right, Tracy, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I hope it's not the last time you come on.
Thank you.
And listeners, before we go, I want to remind you of a few things. You can keep checking NewbieDM.com, keep checking out the minicast, keep checking out the Dungeon Master Guys podcast. And I want to talk to you a little bit about a new project that I've been working on with Quinn Murphy from the At Will blog, Mark Meredith from the Dice Monkey blog called 4E Home Encounters. What we're doing is we're releasing an encounter a week, and it's meant for DMs who can't make it to the official Wizards of the Coast Encounters program at the local gaming stores. You can come to our site, download an encounter a week, and play with your friends, play at home. We're making maps available for print use. We're making maps available for virtual table use. So you can play online, play at home. We're giving you an encounter a week, and we hope to get people playing, those that can't make it to the official Encounters program. You can find that at 4ehomeencounters.com. That's 4ehomeencounters.com. And if you're a parent out there and you want to start playing D&D with your kid, you got little ones that are asking you what those funny dice are for and what those minis are for, and you have kids, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old getting interested in your hobby, you may want to check out rpgkids.com. RPG Kids is a game I wrote for my daughter to play D&D with her, and it's a very basic dice game that simulates D&D for little kids. You can find it at rpgkids.com. It's a PDF. It's available for $2.99 on there. You can go check it out. And that'll do it for this episode of the Minicast. Again, I want to thank Tracy for coming on, and thank you listeners for sticking to it, and we'll see you next time. Take care.